Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm back again to review three movies with the new release of the Japanese horror thriller Battle Royale. It seems like the right time to look at battles, fights to the death. So I'm seeing three movies, one about a girl who must fight 23 other teenagers on national TV, one about a cop who has to kill literally hundreds of bad guys in an apartment complex, and one about a master artist who has to fight a constant battle with his adversaries, the paintings he creates. First, Hunger Games, directed by Gary Ross. It's sometime in the future in America with the country split into 12 districts divided by what they produce. They're all poor, except for the people in the capital who are rich, living their lives obsessed with grotesque Louis XVI clothing and wigs. So Katniss, played by Jennifer Lawrence, is extremely poor since her father died in a mining accident. So she has to hunt for food illegally with a bow and an arrow and her best friend, Gale. Without the squirrels she catches, she and her mother and her sister Prim would starve to death. Well, this country, known as Panem, operates on bread and circuses. So while the people are just eking by in the capital, they force two tributes, a teenage boy and girl from each district, to fight to the death every year in a televised reality show, sort of like the Olympics, except no one wants to be chosen by the random reaping. They're all dressed, trained, sent away to a forest with cameras hidden in every knothole and behind each shrub. So it's Katniss and Peeta, the baker's son, who are the ones sent to the games. But which one of the 24 will survive? So I have to say, I read all three of the books, and the movie's fairly accurate dramatization of the original. But where's the hunger? It's the Hunger Games. They're stuck in a manufactured forest arena with nothing to eat or drink except what they can get or what's sent down to them using little parachutes paid for by donors. But Jennifer Lawrence looks like a big, healthy, milk-fed athlete, not the vulnerable, wiry, headstrong little girl I was expecting. When she gets sent off to the Capitol, there's these mountains of delicious food, and she just sort of glances at them. I mean, really, she doesn't eat. Peeta, played by Josh Hutcherson, on the other hand, is much more believable in his role. So the movie follows the action in the arena, but constantly cuts away to unnecessary behind-the-scenes action in a control room where the scientists plan their next danger. This takes away a bit of the mystery and excitement. You know what's going to happen before the characters do. Still, the suspense and the action, except for the completely unwatchable shaky camera fights, may make you want to puke from the motion. It's good. It's exciting. The story's good. So who will survive? Can people behave morally in an immoral world? And can a boy and girl find love in a battle to the death? My heart didn't pound that much, but it's still a fun movie to watch. Next, The Raid Redemption, directed by Gareth Evans. So a young Jakarta policeman named Rama, played by Iko Uwais, is sent to an apartment building as part of a SWAT team to arrest a gangster. But he soon discovers it's a setup. Almost every apartment there in the high-rise is filled with the gangster's minions who spring forward, armed with cleavers, knives, axes, and swords, in a fight to the death against the cops. So Rama is an expert in the Indonesian martial art Silat, which involves hitting, throwing people, and the use of bladed weapons. Kids, don't try this at home. So it's up to him to reach the penthouse, fight them off one by one, and arrest the chief bad guy. But he has to deal with corrupt cops in his own team and a mysterious connection he has to a player on the other side. This nonstop, extremely violent action assault movie is intense and, to say the least, with incredible choreographed fight scenes involving dozens of fighters at a time, all of them throwing themselves like crazed, screeching zombies at the one martial arts hero. It's a great, gory action movie, not like anyone I've ever seen before. I recommend this one. Next, Gerhard Richter, Painting, directed by Corina Belts. So Gerhard Richter was trained as an artist in socialist realism in East Germany, but he crossed over to the West in the early 60s. And since then, his work, which spans everything from plain gray fields, colored geometric designs to photorealism and abstract expressionism. He's grown in reputation to the point where today he's generally considered one of the most important living painters. But he says the process of painting is a private thing, not meant to be seen in the public. Painters are cowards. They do their art in private. They reveal it in public. Paintings, he says, quoting Adorno, are mortal enemies. Every work is the mortal enemy of the other. Each painting is an assertion that tolerates no company. So it's a rare, rare thing for him to allow a camera to reveal him at work, almost as if we're seeing the king with no clothes on. But what a king. It's just amazing to see this guy work in a completely white floors, wall, ceiling studio, climbing up a ladder and painting huge brushstrokes on these 10-foot wide canvases with bright fields of yellow, a streak of red, a blue patch. And you think, yeah, that's not bad. Nice palette. Good painting. Then he looks at it and says, it's not good. It's schlecht. Then a few days later, they show him, he puts paint on a piece of glass as tall as he is, and then slowly, deliberately squeegees a layer of paint slowly across the painting, breaking up the color into crackly or smooth or patchy areas. It's a new painting now, and stays like that one for another few days until he decides to change it or junk it or keep it as it is. It's like the movie shows us all these paintings that don't actually exist anymore except under the painting of the ones you see hang in the gallery somewhere. And just in case someone wants to say, my 12-year-old daughter could paint better than that, the movie also shows his previous series of paintings, these photorealism ones taken from old black and white snapshots. The movie's not for everyone. That's for sure. It's in German with subtitles, and it's mainly footage of Richter painting and talking about it. It's not an art movie. It's a movie about the creation of art and about art itself. It's not an exciting film, but I really liked it. It's a terrific introduction to a great painter and an intellectually fascinating and visually stunning representation of his art. So The Hunger Games and The Raid Redemption are playing now, and Gerhard Richter Painting opens today. Also on this weekend, you can catch the enjoyable Ma Part du Gâteau, My Piece of the Pie, showing at the Cinefranco Festival in Toronto. This is Daniel Garber, The Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.